lesson from the book of Proverbs. A good wife who can find, she is far more precious than jewels. The heart of her husband trusts her, and he will have no lack of gain. She does him good and not harm all the days of her life. She seeks wool and flax and works with willing hands. She is like the ships of the merchant. She brings her food from afar. She rises while it is at night and provides food for her household and tasks for her maidens. She considers a field and buys it. With the fruit of her hands, she plants a vineyard. She girds her loins with strength and makes her arms strong. She perceives that her merchandise is profitable. Her lamp does not go out at night. She puts her hands to the distaff, and her hands hold the spindle. She opens her hand to the poor and reaches out her hands to the needy. She is not afraid of snow for her husband, for all her household are clothed in scarlet. She makes herself coverings. Her clothing is fine linen and purple. Her husband is known in the gates when he sits among the elders of the land. She makes linen garments and sells them. She delivers girdles to the merchant. Strength and dignity are her clothing, and she laughs at the time to come. She opens her mouth with wisdom, and the teaching of kindness is on her tongue. She looks well to the ways of her household, and does not eat the bread of idleness. Her children rise up and call her blessed, her husband also, and he praises her. Many women have done excellently, but you surpass them all. Charm is deceitful, and beauty is vain. But a woman who fears the Lord is to be praised. Give her of the fruit of her hands, and let her works praise her in the gates. Continuation of the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. At that time Jesus spoke this parable to his disciples. The kingdom of heaven is like a treasure hidden in a field, which a man found and covered up. And then in his joy he goes and sells all that he has, and buys that field. Again, the kingdom of heaven is like a merchant in search of fine pearls, who, on finding one pearl of great value, went and sold all that he had and bought it. Again, the kingdom of heaven is like a net which was thrown into the sea and gathered fish of every kind. When it was full, men drew it ashore and sat down and sorted the good into vessels, but threw away the bad. So it will be at the close of the age. The angels will come out and separate the evil from the righteous and throw them into the furnace of fire. There men will weep and gnash their teeth. Have you understood all this? They said to him, yes. And he said to them, therefore, every scribe who has been trained for the kingdom of heaven is like a householder who brings out of his treasure what is new and what is old. The saving works, words of the gospel. Today we celebrate the feast of St. Elizabeth of Hungary, a royal princess, married at 14, widowed at 20, dead at 24 in 1231. She used her royal position and her massive dowry to build a hospital where she herself took care of the poor. And in a way similar to Elizabeth of Portugal, she is associated with roses. On one occasion she was in secret taking bread to the poor, and it was hidden under her cloak. And so as she was going, hiding something under her cloak, her brother-in-law accused her of stealing something. And so she opened her cloak and there were roses there. So she has this, she's often depicted with this miracle of roses. Today we have parables from the Lord. We have a treasure in a field. Then we have a pearl. Well, you know, remember the parallels contain usually a weird little twist, something that catches your attention, something that isn't quite in keeping with the way things are in reality. And in this case, you have a guy who, for example, he wants this particular pearl. So what does he do? He sells everything and he buys his pearl. Well, you know, it's, people don't do that. They're like everything, because you can't live in the pearl. You can't eat the pearl. The pearl isn't going to take care of you. So it really sounds just a little crazy to do this. And therefore, the reader's, the listener's attention is immediately, you know, captured. What does the Lord mean by this? And the other one, here's a guy who finds a treasure in a field, and instead of taking it, he buries it, and then goes and sells everything and buys the field, and then gets the treasure that way. Well, most people, instead of going around this roundabout way, we just take the treasure and bypass all that business about buying the field and so forth. Well, there are two points in this that I think are important to take away. First of all, as far as the pearl of great price is concerned, and certainly the pearl of great price is also being used as an analogy for Elizabeth, who is married and is a pearl of great price from that point of view, the one, the sort of, you know, woman that every man would hope to find and would give up virtually everything to have, just like the woman described in Proverbs. At the end of the book of Proverbs, we have this magnificently beautiful poetic passage. But the pearl of great price is likened by the Lord to the kingdom of heaven. Well, I think his point in this is that this crazy man has done something absolutely radical in order to be able to possess the kingdom of heaven. His desire for the kingdom of heaven was so great that he did something that radical. In a lot of ways, we too should be visible in our lives for being so zealous after the kingdom of God that people can see it in us, can see it in what we do. In the case of the treasure in the field, instead of taking it, he buries it and buys the land. Well, there's a point here too. You cannot get the kingdom of heaven for free. You can't steal the kingdom of heaven. You have to possess it in an upright way. So he leaves the treasure where it is, and then he goes and he gets rid of everything that he has so that he has the purchase price of the field. And then he purchases the field, and with the field, he purchases the treasure along with it. He pays for it. It has to cost us something in order to have that which is hidden, that hidden precious thing, still hidden from our eyes, but foreshadowed in so many ways, including in the liturgy of Holy Church, but also in the lives of the saints. And then he goes on and talks about the net, casting the net out, the fishing net. Well, the fishing net, this isn't a terribly complicated thing. It's, we've seen this many times before. The net pulls up both the good and the bad. The church has both the good and the bad. Life has both the good and the bad. But the angels are going to sort them out at the end. At the end, we will be sorted out. And those who are good will go one direction, and those who are not will go another. We have to make sure that we're on the right side. Now, do you understand all this? As the Lord said. And his disciples said, yes, we understand. And then he says something, another enigmatic thing. So, you have to be, every scribe who has been trained for the kingdom of heaven is like a householder who brings out things that are old, things that are new, and things that are old. Okay, I think that the impact of this is that the Lord wants the people listening, his disciples, also to pay attention to Scripture, to be like the scribes. The scribes were Scripture scholars, and they pored over the Old Testament. And what the impact of this statement is like the point that St. Augustine of Hippo made, because the scriptures that the scribes pored over was what we call the Old Testament today. That's their own, their scriptures, the Law and the Prophets. And they were to pore over those things. Well, let's remember that that which is contained in the New Testament is foreshadowed in the Old Testament, and the Old Testament is brought to its fulfillment in the New. So that's, I think, what's going on with the old and the new in this. Every scribe, he wants them to be like this, trained for the kingdom of heaven. He wants them to be trained for the kingdom of heaven. In other words, in the service of the kingdom of heaven, not just in order to enter, but to be in the service of the kingdom of heaven, in order to be able to explain things to others. You have to be like a householder. There's a beautiful treasury in the house who brings out of his treasure what is new and what is old, showing how that which was in the law and the prophets is being fulfilled now, and then it's useful for the kingdom of heaven. Dominus obispo, oremus, diffus est gratia navis suis, proctere veritit in Deus, in eternum, et in saeculum saeculi. Amen.